This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
An old-fashioned bank run.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Over the weekend, thousands of people tried to get their money out of a British bank called Northern Rock. Northern Rock is one of Britain's biggest mortgage lenders, so you can guess why the bank is having financial problems. Let's get the latest from our man in London, Stephen Beard. Stephen, what's the situation over there?
Well, this has had a huge impact because this really is the first big casualty of the credit crunch here in the UK. Now we have a bank run. People have seen thousands of people on the streets outside Northern Rock branches demanding their money back. And you've had several people saying these scenes have been reminiscent of the Weimar Republic. This is reminiscent of what happened in Germany in the 1920s. It's interesting. Also, it's been described as the first electronic bank run since its website has crashed frequently over the weekend as thousands of people clamor to pull their money out.
Now, I know that the bank is trying to calm people down and that the British finance minister is trying to calm people down. You even have the U.S. Treasury Secretary, Henry Paulson,
trying to calm people down.
Right. What exactly is he saying?
Interestingly, when asked about the way the central banks were handling the crisis, he said he was confident in the way U.S. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke was performing, but he wouldn't comment on how other central banks were dealing with this credit crunch.
Should we read anything into that?
Well, it's quite clear that there are divisions. On the one hand, you've got the Fed and the European Central Bank that have been pouring money into the system, whereas on the other hand, you've had the Bank of England saying it wasn't in the business of the Bank of England to bail out banks that have engaged in excessive risk-taking. Well, that rather lofty hands-off approach came to a juddering halt at the end of last week with what is in effect the bailout of Northern Rock.
Well, all eyes will be on the Federal Reserve tomorrow since the Fed is meeting on interest rates. What are the expectations in Europe for what the Fed will do?
I think stock markets on this side of the Atlantic will be disappointed if there is a cut of anything less than half of 1%. Underneath, there is a growing sense that the credit crunch is not going to disappear overnight.
All right. Our London correspondent, Stephen Beard, thank you.
Okay, Scott.
Shares of Northern Rock have dropped about 60% since Friday, so you can imagine how the European markets are doing. London's FTSE is down more than 1.5% so far. The Dow begins the morning at 13,442. It was up 2.5% last week. The S&P 500 put on 2%. The NASDAQ added 1.5%. As Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke faces a tough call on interest rates, his predecessor is going on a book tour. Alan Greenspan's memoir comes out today. Here's Jill Barchet.
Alan Greenspan's book describes how the Fed chairman steered the U.S. economy around crises for 18 years. He's calling it the age of turbulence.
The conventional wisdom was that Alan Greenspan walked on water and was the chairman of the committee to save the world.
Tom Schlesinger of the Financial Markets Center calls Greenspan the man of turbulence. He's one of a number of economists who say Greenspan's policies are part of the reason Wall Street's had such a bumpy ride.
Certainly the bursting of the housing bubble and the locking up of credit markets, it became legitimate to wonder how we got in this mess. It can't just be laid at Ben Bernanke's doorstep.
Last night, Greenspan told 60 Minutes he didn't realize how bad the subprime problem was. Still, Greenspan's showing he hasn't lost his knack for market timing. Thanks to the financial turmoil, the public's more likely to buy his book. In New York, I'm Jill Barchet for Marketplace.
A new music download site hops onto the scene today. I say hops because it's called Spiral Frog. The songs on Spiral Frog are free. You just have to register and log in at least once a month. That's supposed to deter people from posting copies of songs and videos. Spiral Frog has set up deals with record companies, so it will be giving them a cut of the website's ad revenue.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by The Economist magazine, which tells not only what's happening around the world each week, but why. The Economist, at newsstands, in bookstores, and at economist.com. And the Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, online at shrm.org. Science and Technology Reports are supported by Boston Scientific, committed to delivering what's next in medical technology to help clinicians improve and extend lives. BostonScientific.com.
The United Auto Workers and General Motors worked into the wee hours this morning trying to come up with a new labor agreement. They quit talking at about 3 a.m., but there's no deal just yet. They'll get back at it later today. GM is the lead negotiator for all three of the big car companies in Detroit. San Francisco takes a big step today toward universal health coverage. The city is launching a new program for people without insurance who earn less than the federal poverty level. Part of the money for Healthy San Francisco comes from an emergency care fund for the uninsured. But as Helen Palmer reports from the health desk at WGBH, that won't be enough.
San Francisco already spends $100 million on health care for the uninsured. To insure all 82,000 of them will cost twice as much. But Sandra Hernandez of the San Francisco Foundation says the stakeholders are willing.
A $200 million program to assure access to every San Francisco, I think people felt was doable, and that everybody would need to contribute a little bit more, and that the public dollars would need to be spent differently.
There'd be cash for preventive and primary care rather than emergency treatment, says Hernandez. The new plan's director, Tangerine Brigham, says employers want to see health costs controlled because of a new mandate.
Employers in San Francisco would be required to provide funding for health benefits for their employees.
They can choose the city's new plan. It'll have subsidies for those with low incomes and provide everyone with a medical home. But signing on will be voluntary. In Boston, I'm Helen Palmer for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott J. Gow. Thanks for listening and enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.